On the show today, we have First Tech Federal Credit Union's Chief People Officer Monique Little giving us the latest results on their fifth annual Dave and Dan Classic, which raised more than $1.2 million for children's hospitals. So check it out. Hey, we're talking about, other than your really cool title, we're talking about the fifth annual Dave and Dan Classic, which raised $1.2 million for children's hospitals. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're totally excited about the results of this event, and it just gets better and better every year.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So before we get into the details of what's going on here and stuff, I mean, what has, goodness, I got a phone call. Great. So when I get a phone call, my computer rings. So anyway, I digress. Hey, before we get into the, tell people about this particular golf course, this golf tournament, because it's not your ordinary golf tournament.
It's not. It actually, Mike, it actually started over 15 years ago, and leaders from First Tech put this tournament together, mm-hmm. and the impetus for it was that our CEO at the time, he was a fan of baseball. Had some baseball, famous baseball acquaintances, and so he recruited some of his baseball friends to come out and help host the tournament. And over the years, we have had the pleasure of having sports celebrities, both baseball, NFL Hall of Famers, mm-hmm. And basketball players, and many, many others come and join us to share with sponsors and players in this great event.
And one of the Dave and Dan, one of the hosts, as you would say, Dan Fouts is one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time here in San Diego. I'm in San Diego, so I'm a big Chargers fan. So although the Chargers moved to LA, so that's in a whole other show. So and you'll talk to Dan about that. He's not, I don't think he's pleased about that anyway. But anyway, we digress once again. But Dan Fouts is a huge fan of mine, so glad to hear he's kind of in the title, the host, all that type of stuff. So it's pretty cool that you guys have some pretty famous names backing up this tournament.
We do. And Dave and Dan came together about 5 years ago and said, you know, we were ready to bring some new hosts to the event, and they both were thrilled. This is a cause that's really close to both of them. And so they raised their hand right away and said, we'd love to be part of it.
Good people they are. So this year, as we mentioned at the top of the show, you guys raised over $1 million, 1.273 to be exact, for children's hospitals. So how did you guys do this in such a short time? Because, I mean, I'm running around this house. I can't raise like 50 cents in, you know, 24 hours. So how did you guys do that?
Well, Mike, I think what's so great about this event is it's a wonderful demonstration of the power of collaborative giving. We have leaders in our organization, employees that are reaching out to business partners and soliciting sponsorships. And we also enlisted participation from our employees. And they just really rallied around this cause because it's so dear to everyone. And so for everything from, you know, pie in the face contests to bake sales to you name it, there were events going on over the course of a couple of months. And then we told stories to our members about what we were doing. And our members said, hey, we want to be part of it, too. And so we had wonderful giving. Our employees and members actually contributed over $115,000 toward this effort. So, again, just a great demonstration of the power of people coming together.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. That's amazing. So now you guys, how much have you guys raised in the five-year existence? I was going to ask you this question. Then I went on your website and I saw, but I'll let you divulge that information. So 5 years in its five-year existence, how much have you guys raised?
Yeah, so over the years, the tournament in total is now more than $6 million contributed to children's hospitals. So really, really excited and proud about that.
Very cool. That's an amazing number. Amazing. And it all goes to children's hospitals. So is it local, the children's hospitals locally in Oregon, Washington, or where exactly does those funds go?
Yes, Mike, thanks for asking. It actually goes to hospitals across the First Tech footprint. So Seattle Children's Hospital is a beneficiary, and in Oregon, Dornbecker in Portland and Sacred Heart in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay.
And then two hospitals, UC Davis and Oakland in Northern California, as well as the Colorado Children's Hospital.
Oh, very cool. So you guys are spreading it out pretty nicely there. So I'm sure they're extremely happy about that type of stuff. So why is this event so successful each year? Because it sounds like you guys get better and better as each year goes on.
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned before, I think really the power of collaborative giving has been really the crux of why we've been able to grow this tournament year after year. I think, you know, I hope that and believe that we've done a great job in presenting an event that's, you know, first in class. And that's really attracted, you know, our players, our celebrity players, mm-hmm. Actually ask, you know, when's the next year's event, and we want to come back. And sponsors, we have more and more sponsors every year that awesome. Say we want to be a part of it. So I think all of those things together really is what's made this event successful and allowed it to grow like yeah. it has.
Indeed. Now I want to step back a little bit here. So I'm sure there's a lot of charity golf tournaments that take place each year in our industry and other industries. But do you have advice for credit unions who may want to look to do something similar that you guys have done? Do you have any advice for them to kind of get them on a successful path like as you guys have?
Absolutely. We've certainly learned a lot over the years. You know, we've made mistakes like every event planning team does. But I think, you know, we've really worked with our partners. We solicited a lot of feedback over the years. And I think that's really key to improving upon an event. And I think just asking for help, you know, early on when we started yeah. this event, we called on many of our credit union partners and said, will you come out and volunteer? Will you help us? Will you share thoughts and ideas about how this, you know, how we might do this? And right. can you help us make connections? And I think those things are really important with any event that you put on.
Yeah, no doubt. And it shows the power of our industry, the power of credit unions sharing and caring as we all do so well. And even in the philanthropic area as well, we certainly know how to share very, very well. So it sounds like you guys went down that road and succeeded because of it.
Absolutely, and we're still doing it.
Yeah, right on, right on. All right, Monique, to wrap up here, what's in store for next year? I know you guys already have a date. Oh my gosh, you guys are already ready to roll for next year.
Well, Mike, I hope you'll put July 9th on your calendar, and we'd love to see you come out to the event. Might be a great time to do a little live broadcast with Dan.
Yes.
And some of the other famous folks. But no, we are absolutely already starting on the journey of planning for next year. And I think really what we'll focus on is bringing more credit unions to the event.
Good idea.
This really is about, you know, reinforcing the power of working together and Credit Union for Kids and the great work that we've done across the country. And, you know, we're proud to be one of the founding credit unions of Credit Unions for Kids mm-hmm. more than 30 years ago. So we really want to strive to bring more credit unions to the event as sponsors, as participants, and to continue to grow that partnership.
Excellent, excellent. Great message to end on. Monique Little, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here to talk about your successful tournament. And we'll put all the information in the show notes so people can get right to it. You know, Credit Unions for Kids, next year's date, and the website and all that type of stuff so they can check it out and participate as well. So, and keep up the good work, and we will see you in 2018 for sure.
That sounds like a plan. Thanks so much, Mike.
All right, Monique. Thank you as well.